Welcome to Savvy Offer Hub, a podcast created to help you scale your business with digital products step by step in a way that works for you. My name is Eva and I'm here to bring you years of behind the scenes experience and insights to help you to create the business you love, seeking the path of least resistance, simplicity, and taking messy action is what we're all about around here. I hope this podcast will inspire you to take that next step. Welcome back to yet another episode of the Savvy Offer Hub podcast. Today, I want to talk about something that I feel like is important, crucial part of running online business, but often is overlooked because we just like to have things the simplest, easiest way possible. And those are some not so passive and sometimes very time-consuming ways to show up for your business. Some tasks, some profitable tasks that you can do to make more money. And why I'm saying that they're not so passive? Because, well, they will require you to show up. They will require you to do the thing and actually, you know, do the work. And the thing is that while you might know that you have to show up for your business, I know that especially with social media, it's so easy to get stuck with that mindset of, I want for everything to be working for me. I want for everything to be automated, passive, and so on. But in reality, especially if you are just getting started, if this is your first product, if your audience is not that big or they don't know you just yet, it means that you will need to put in more upfront work to actually see those sales happen. And this doesn't mean that you will have to keep doing this forever, right? But if you are experiencing slow sales season, then either of these things can truly help you to actually see that next sale coming in. And before I go any further, I have to give you a quick warning that I am having some construction work happening right beside me. And I'm not sure if you'll be able to hear any of that, but I just wanted to put that out there so I don't have to keep thinking about those noises all the time myself, okay? So let's talk about some not so passive ways to make more money, to make more sales. Okay, so first of all, we want to be looking at your social media activity. And specifically, I'm going to be talking about Instagram because that is the main place I am showing up myself as well. So one thing is to first of all, be creating consistent content on Instagram. And I have to tie in TikTok as well, because once you are doing content on Instagram, you can easily reshare it on TikTok too. And on TikTok, it's kind of easier to reach bigger numbers faster. So it might, especially in some niches, it might be really, really valuable to try out that as well. So when it comes to Instagram, one of the things I personally love is the fact that, well, there are many different aspects of it, right? If you're talking specifically about content, I absolutely love the idea of creating reels and then those reels actually reaching new people, right? In most cases, and this will absolutely depend on many different things, but for example, when I do a simple talking head reel, so it's just me in front of the camera chatting, I will reach 60% those who are not following me yet. So this is the best way to reach new audience by already serving your existing customers as well. You're showing up, you're reminding about yourself, you're talking about what it is that you know, and new people see you. There literally is no reason not to do this, even though I know that showing up on camera can be very scary. Obviously, there are many different ways how you can be creating content. You can also, instead of doing like showing up on camera type of content, you can just do voiceover videos or explore some other venues, okay? But showing up and doing the thing, like actually creating the content, can make a major difference. That alone can make a major difference in your business. If you are really struggling to make any sales, what I would really do, I would set a challenge for myself for like the next 14 days to be publishing at least one reel every single day. You can batch create them, you can use ChatGPT to plan them out, you know, it doesn't matter how you go about it. Make sure that you are creating at least one reel per day and you will see increase in your numbers. However, the content creation part is not the only thing to be thinking about. One other more active thing you can be doing on Instagram is to actually reach out and connect with new accounts. So with accounts who are not already following you. And by the way, also reach out and connect with accounts who are following you. And we're not here to like make sales in terms of like just sending out the links, okay? You want to establish connection. When you watch somebody's stories, are you interacting with those stories? Are you leaving some comments? Are you making yourself known in the space? Or are you there, you know, just scrolling and watching mindlessly? You can do so much by simply connecting with your audience. Look at the people who are already following you, follow them back, like some of their posts, comment under some of their posts, establish that connection. Watch the stories, connect with people in the stories, right? Again, establish that connection. And it doesn't mean that within one day now you will have like floods of sales coming in, right? But there will be more and more people recognizing you. There will be more and more people following you, more and more people checking out your links. And eventually this does lead to more sales, right? So if you are struggling, make sure to put some time into these connections and make sure that you actually do your part, okay? Now, so many people, when they get started, especially on social media, on Instagram, they expect for the followers to come. They expect for their reels to go viral, and therefore there will be more and more people, right? And it can happen, but again, you first of all have to be creating consistent content, right? But along with that, also additional connecting part can definitely help you a ton. Now, all of this also ties into some other things that you can be doing. For example, creating content in general. So when we're talking about reels, that is just one venue that you can explore. You can also be creating graphic content. You can be creating more stories. You can be creating more talking head stories. If you feel uncomfortable doing any specific type of content, practice more of that. Could it actually be valuable for you? Like, if there's a thing that you really don't want to do, see if there's like a workaround for it. Is there a different type of content that you can try? These days, there are so many different templates. You have templates on Canva, you have different editing tools. So many things are free to use. Sometimes all you need to do is like make a few pictures and you can create great posts on Instagram, okay? So these are some of the things that really there are no excuses for you not to do. And if your Instagram or any other social media is like stagnating, there's nothing happening, you're not really posting, that is the first place to start. Another major thing you can do to increase your sales is to focus on your mailing list. Are you showing up for your mailing list? Are you writing consistent emails? Do you have at least one email going out per week? If you don't have this, this is the beginning point, okay? This is where you start. You have to start writing those emails. Within the emails, within the footer, add in your offers or write those emails specifically about your offers, especially if you haven't promoted your offers in a while. Make sure to put it out there. Create like email blast for 3 days in a row, right? Talk about the offer, talk about who it's for, what they're gonna get from it, what is the transformation they can achieve. Even if you launched the product, even if you did have those emails going out like month two or five ago, okay, this is the time when you bring that product back and let your audience know, oh, hey, this is happening. I recently also published a podcast episode about one of my best-selling email sequences, and you definitely want to listen to that as well. There I talk more about ongoing way to make sales with your mailing list with a sequence that is just established and is doing the work for you. As you're working more on your email marketing, this is definitely something to look into as well. And talking about emails, another important thing is to catch up with your old leads. Have there been people who have been interested in your offers, but they never really got in on them? If so, can you reconnect with them? Can you ask them, like, are they still interested? Or maybe ask them why they didn't join. Ask where in their journey are they now. This can give you so much valuable information to work with, and it can help you not only to sell this specific offer, but in general to understand how to sell better. And you never know, maybe somebody wanted the offer, but they literally just forgot. I have been in that situation so many times when I have something on my mind, and I literally just forget all about it, right? So even though it might have been like months, this is the time when you literally just go back to them and say, hey, is this something you're interested in? I have a coupon code for you. Get 20% off if you join today. And this is also the perfect time to actually organize your leads. So if there have been any communication in the emails, those might have been like older clients or anyone you may have worked with, or maybe you have had potential to work with, or maybe they have been interested in the offers but haven't purchased, or maybe they have bought some offers but not the others. This is that time when you can gather this information and put it all in one file, whether it's a spreadsheet or maybe you use Notion, or just a simple Google document. It doesn't even matter where you do all of this. Put all of this information and make sure to actually start tracking those leads, start communicating with them, because the simple thing, especially when it comes to sales, is that we often forget. We often get overwhelmed. We often like just focus on something else and completely forget what was happening, right? And your audience is in the same boat. They might want your offer. They still might want your offer, but the time has passed. They forgot the link. They forgot your Instagram, right? So this is that time when you reappear and let them know. And even if they don't buy, even if they don't care right now, if they have different interests, you reminded about yourself, right? This is a great way to reappear in your audience's lives. And the last but not least for this specific list, I'll have Pinterest. So Pinterest is one of those things, and by the way, we also have a different podcast episode all about using Pinterest to make sales. It is one of the earlier episodes, I think it's maybe episode 15-ish, definitely something in the early days, where I talk about how you can generate consistent sales via Pinterest. However, now, if you are not active on Pinterest, this is the time to get started. Or if you are somewhat active but you're not consistent, this is the time to actually schedule your pins to go out every single day. Pinterest generally is like a search engine, but you have to feed it the information. You have to make sure that it has the information of your posts, of your offers, of your sales pages. So you want to create pins leading to your posts, offers, and sales pages, okay? And if you haven't done that just yet, this is the time to start. Also, if you have blog posts, if you have any other related content on Pinterest, you can lead pins to all of your content, especially if it's located on your own website, right? And it might not bring you instant sales, but this is that long kind of a game. And especially if you haven't started just yet, it's one of those things to be looking into. And then within 3 to 6 months, it can start paying off. And along with all of this, even though I'm not going to go into details, there definitely are so many other ways how you can just check in with the things that you may have already done. If you have a LinkedIn account, if you have a Facebook page, if there are any spaces where you haven't been posting as much, is there a way for you to reconnect with your audience there? Maybe you can look into your emails and see what is in the footer. What links have you added? Maybe you can make sure that there are links added to your offers within every email. There definitely are many small things you can do and consider that might not really make all the difference right away, but they could eventually be that one thing that actually brings in new customers, right? So I hope this inspired you for some action-taking mode, and that will be it from me for this episode, and I hope to see you in the next one.